Our book signing with Willem Lang, Rusty DeWeese, and Ethan Hubbard is December 12th. Call for times, 253-8236. Shop locally at family-owned Bear Pond Books and Stowe. Open 7 days a week.
A moment of your time for our friends at Green Mountain Access. We would encourage you to call a great local company to get your internet service by calling them at 1-888-321-0815. You can also find them on the web, that's a surprise, at gmavt.net. Or just call 1-888-321-0815. Whether you're an individual or a business owner, you need a presence on the World Wide Web. Well, particularly if you're running an online news publication. Kind of helps have an online presence. Call Green Mountain Access at 1-888-321-0815. We've been talking with Ann Galloway of vtdigger.org. Have you thought about registering vermontdigger.org, too? Because that's the first thing that I typed in.
Yes, I should do that.
Might be a good $9.95 investment for you.
I think so, yeah.
All right, we head up to the kingdom. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome to John Margolis, who is the one-man band that is the Vermont News Guy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm terrific.
Great.
Now, John, you started just about a year ago, right?
Just about a year ago, yes.
All right. Now, and I mentioned this earlier in the week here, but you're putting out a bit of a plea here and are threatening that you will discontinue your publication unless you get 200 people to sign up by the end of the year, an effort I would support. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. The donations are coming in. I didn't put it as threatened, but I guess I couldn't argue with that term. I just said if there aren't at least 200 people in the state, I specifically asked my out-of-state readers not to do this. If there aren't at least 200 people who think it's worth a little bit of money, I'm sort of recommending $24, but you can send 10, you can send 5 or more, then I'm sort of just spinning my wheels and talking to myself. However, I'm quite encouraged by the response. I do have to keep reminding people. One thing I'm learning is you can't just say, "Hi, everybody, I'm here. Isn't this wonderful?" You have to keep reminding people because people have busy lives. They, even if they are interested, they don't think about it all the time. Every time I do a little reminder, I get another spurt of donations. So some of it's quite gratifying. A lot of people send notes either online or with a check in the mail saying that they really depend on the site and they think it's an important part of the state's public discussion. And I think I am going to go on, but I don't need to make money. I need not to lose money.
Ann Galloway is here in our studios from Vermont Digger. I don't know if you two know each other.
Only telephonically. Hi,
Ann. Hi, John.
So I guess I'd be curious to know from both of you, since you've both been doing this now about a year, when you started out compared to now, let me start with a positive. What's worked well? John?
Well, for me, what's worked well is the actual work of it, the journalism, the doing the stories. Not that they've all been great, and one or two I probably would like to have back, but I think basically what I've tried to do professionally, I've done. What has not worked well is I did not start out with anything that would be called a business plan by anyone who's ever written a business plan. And I'm learning that, I have to promote it. And I'm uncomfortable doing that. It's not so much I'm uncomfortable. I'm no good at that. And not that I think it's beneath me or anything, but I've just never been doing that. I have to promote it, and I have to figure out a way to get the word out better to the people of the state that this site is here, that it offers something that you don't find in the daily newspapers or on TV, and that, therefore, it's worth your while checking in on once in a while. And if I get enough, readers, I can maybe have some advertising. But what has not worked well is me, the businessman, because I'm not a businessman. What has worked pretty well is me, the reporter, because that's the only thing I can do well.
It seems to me it's amazing the number of people who are reporter and salesperson seem to be almost mutually exclusive somehow.
Well, the reporter sort of doesn't like to talk about him or herself. Reporters are interested in the world and are not particularly interested in, and not that we're not selfish, I'm as selfish as the